భాగవతం క్యాంటో 3 చాప్టర్ 14 ప్రెగ్నెన్సీ ఆఫ్ ది తీన్ ఈవినింగ్ అండ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 49. అలం పటః శీలధర గుణాకరః హృష్టః పరరుధ్య వ్యతితః దుఃఖితేషో అభూతశత్రుః జగతః శోకహరతా నైదాఖికం తాపం పుడురాజః. అలం పటశీలధరో గుణాకరో హృష్టాపరాధ్య వ్యతితో దుఃఖితేషో అభూతశత్రుర్జగతశోకహర్తా నైదాఖికం తాపమివో ఇవోడురాజః. అలం పటశీలధరో గుణాకరో హృష్టాపరాధ్యా వ్యతితో దుఃఖితేషు అభూతశత్రుర్జగతశోకహర్తా నైదాఖికం తాపమివోడురాజః. అలం పటశీలధరో గుణాకరో హృష్టాపరాధ్యా వ్యతితో దుఃఖితేషు అభూతశత్రుర్జగతశోకహర్తా నైదాఖికం తాపమివోడురాజః. Translation and purport by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. He will be a virtuously qualified reservoir of all good qualities. He will be jolly and happy in others' happiness, distressed in others' distress, and will have no enemies. He will be destroyer of the lamentation of all the universes, like the pleasant moon after the summer sun. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj, the exemplary devotee of the Lord, had all the good qualities humanly possible. Although he was the emperor of this world, he was not profligate. Beginning from his childhood, he was the reservoir of all good qualities. Without enumerating those qualities, it is said here summarily that he was endowed with all good qualities. That is the sign of a pure devotee. The most important characteristic of pure devotee is that he is not lampata. or licentious. And another quality is that he is always eager to mitigate the miseries of suffering humanity. The most obnoxious misery of the living entity is his forgetfulness of Krishna. A pure devotee, therefore, always tries to evoke everyone's Krishna consciousness. This is the penance of all miseries. This is the panacea of all miseries. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Alam Pataha Shila Dharo Gunakaraha Rishtaha Pararathya Vyatito Dukhiteshu Abhutashatru Jagataha Shokarita Naidakikam Tapam Ivo Udurajaha Ivo Udurajaha. So here Kashyapa Muni is explaining further characteristics of Prahlad Maharaj. The Prabhupada says that is the exemplary devotee of the Lord and had all good qualities. In 7th canto, there is an elaborate description about the wonderful qualities of Prahlad Maharaj that he possessed since his childhood. And just to give a summary of all his qualities, two most wonderful things that devotee who claims himself as a devotee should possess, that has explained here. One is Alampataha and Shila Dharo. Shila means characteristics, character or charitra of person. So he was a charitravan, Shila Dharo. Has a good character. What is meant by good character is a lampataha. Lampad means who is too much into opposite gender, whose mind is always think about women, their beauty, enjoyment with them, spending time with them. As explained in Niti Shastra, effect of association with the woman, how it happens. It says that Udu Raja Bukhi Gaja Raja Kati. Udu Raja Mukhi Mriga Raja Kati गजराज विराजित मंदगति यदि सा वनिता हृदय निहिता क्व जप क्व तप क्व समाधि रति। उडुराजमुखी, हर फेस लुक लाइक अ फुल्ली ब्लॉसम मून, चंद्रमुखी, ब्यूटिफुल। मृगराज कटी, हर वेस्ट इज थीन एज लाइक अ मृगराज लायन। एंड गजराज विराजित मंदगति, एंड इफ शी वॉक्स लाइक अ मैडन एलिफेंट, मदमस्त हाथी। यदि सा वनिता, इफ दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ अ लेडी, हृदय निहिता, इफ शी स्टार्ट स्टेइंग इन योर हार्ट, देन दिस श्लोक एक्सप्लेन्स क्व जप, व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ अ जप विल डू, क्व तप, व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ अ ऑस्टेरिटी यू कैन परफॉर्म, एंड व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ अ समाधि रति, द अटैचमेंट फॉर समाधि यू विल गेट, मीन्स एवरीथिंग इज स्पॉइल्ड। That was the foremost quality of devotees. They are not at all interested in the beauty of women, association of women. Why? In Srimad Bhagavatam, the first couple of this universe, there is a wonderful conversation between Lord Shiva and his wife Sati. And there he mentions, woman is known as a Yoshitaha. What is that word? Yoshita means who expands the field of material enjoyment. If someone comes in a contact with a woman, then what happens? Griha apta vitta. Then he has to look for a house. Automatically his family will increase. Apta. And to maintain all of them, what he is to have? Vitta. Dhana. Wealth. And that's why the Grihastha Ashram is considered as a HMV, and other ashrams they are considered as the LMV. What is this HMV and LMV? Heavy motor vehicle, light motor vehicle. Heavy motor vehicle has a capacity to carry so much of load, and with a heavy speed also. And light motor vehicle, boom, boost, it can go faster than the HMV. So on the life, or in the life, on the path of spiritual life, the Grihastha Ashram is considered as a heavy motor vehicle, carries unnecessary load, which is not exactly meant for spiritual life, but he carries that. But he is on the track. So one day or another, he will reach the destination. But same with the LMV, light motor vehicle, that it can go fast. But there is another problem. If there is a crash, which will get more damaged? LMV. In this age of a Kali, the safer way is heavy motor vehicle rather than the light, because days are not that conducive to remain a celibate throughout life or a sannyasi. So most wonderful thing that we can understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, that even in the Grihastha Ashram, you can become an exemplary devotee of the Lord. See, Prabhupada in the first sentence, how wonderfully he has put this thing in front of us. He said that Prahlad Maharaj was the exemplary devotee of the Lord and had the all good qualities humanly possible. Being a human being, whatever wonderful qualities that one can possess to become a devotee of a Lord, that he had. There is no mention in the verse about what was his ashram or what was his other family responsibility. But in the purport, Prabhupada specifically says, although he was the emperor of the world. Hmm? To possess all these wonderful qualities and staying in Himalayas and performing austerities is very easy. Because that person is out of all because he is out of the connection with the sense objects. He is away from things that can allure your mind and deviate you from the path of liberation. But here is a person who was the emperor of the world. Not a just householder, but he is an emperor. Being a householder, we say that, oh, you know, Prabhu, 7 days, what you can know? You people are staying in temple. You don't know what are the social obligations that we have. Huh? We have to work for 8 to 10 hours. Sometimes it goes like a 12 to 14 hours. Huh? After that, come home, have a family responsibilities. Huh? When we can get time to chant, to read? That is their lamentation. But if you have a wish, if you have a will, there is a way. Look at Emperor Prahlad Maharaj. He was just not maintaining his own family, but he was maintaining the whole world. Had a big responsibility. Bhaktivinoda Thakur for recent era. Huh? Was next to Viceroy actually. Was the magistrate looking after the whole management of Bengal. But still they got time. On top of that, he had 14 kids. Not one or two. They got time to chant their rounds, to write 125 books. Not one or two. And that into different 6 languages. Can you imagine? It's a linguistic person. How it has happened? Because they knew the priority of their human existence. And what was that priority? Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatu chet. That was their priority. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And they did follow in their life. So, if someone tries to become a devotee, then he should know what are the qualities that one should possess. In the Bhagavad Gita also, in the 12th chapter, from text 13 to 20, Lord has explained the wonderful qualities of devotees. Sama Sarva Bhuteshu. That living entity is equal to everyone. Even Suramitra Aridishu are his friends, our foes, is equal to them. And all that qualities that we can see in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. Sometimes it seems very difficult to possess all this quality in the present era. But whatever it is, present, past or future, same qualities will take you back home, back to God. Nothing else. There is no concession in that. You can be a womanizer also, and you can be a devotee also. That never goes. And I think it's in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 3rd or 4th verse, the first line of purport, Prabhupada says, the path of sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. It never goes parallel to each other, but it goes ill together. Either you can think about sense gratification or you can think about Krishna. Either kama or either prema or Rama. Rama is the ananda, the storehouse of happiness or prema, love. Both things you can't achieve at one place. Like they say in Hindi, you can't keep two swords in one, what, cover? Or man ko kya bolte? Kuch to bolte, aap samajh gaya na? What is that where you keep your sword? Oh, they don't keep actually. They never had that system of taking out sword. The cover. They do? Achha? Okay. Whatever. So, the same way, this kama and prema never stays long or never goes along with each other. In the third sentence, Prabhupada says here that beginning from the childhood, he was the reservoir of all good qualities. Sometimes we see that devotees are born. And there is a big reason behind that. Why devotees are born? It's not that because of mistake of parents, there was a pregnancy. It never happens like that. They pray to their Lordship for some wonderful soul who can come to this material world and who can help others to mitigate their sufferings in this material world. Because that is the panacea, as explained here. Panacea is what they call elixir or getting rid of anything like a misery. Means which gives the relief or cure from the miseries. So the presence of devotees in this world is a real elixir of life, which relieves you from the burden of material existence. There's a nice example. Once Maharaj Janak, when he left his body and going back to Godhead, he passed away from the hell. And all the living entities in the hell who were suffering, for that particular moment, everything was calm and cool. All they were so happy. They got relief of all the sufferings. I mean, Yamaraj started wondering, what is this? How it has happened? And then they realized that Maharaj Janak was just passed by there. See, that's the glory of devotees. That's why it is said that lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. Lava matra, a fraction of moment, the association of devotee can give you everything that you desire for. That's the sign of a pure devotee. The most important characteristics of devotee is alampata. And another quality is always eager to mitigate the sufferings of humanity. And that has wonderfully explained in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prahlad Maharaj offers his prayers to Narasimhadev. He says, Naivot Vijaparatara Duratara Vaitaranyas Twada Virya Gayana Maha Amrata Magnachetaha Shochet ततो विमुखशेत सहा इंद्रियार्थ माया सुखाय भरम उद्भवतो विपुला. Says, oh my Lord, Shochetato vimukacheta sa indriyartha. I really think about them. I really get pain in my heart by seeing the precarious condition of people who are vimukacheta saha, who has turned off their mind from you. For what? Indriyartha. For the sake of satisfying their indriyas or senses. Maya sukhaya, for the pleasures that they can get it from the maya, for temporary pleasures of this material. Bharama udvihato vimudan. These are the fools and rascals actually. I really care for them. Not for anything else, because naivod vijay duratara vaitaranyas tvada virya gayana mahamritam agna cheta. I don't care about crossing this material ocean. That's not very difficult for me. Why is it so? Tvada virya gayana mahamritam agna cheta. Because my mind is always absorbed in narrating, hearing and remembering the wonderful nectarian pastimes of yours. And that's what one can understand from the devotees. At any point of their life, they are always conscious of Krishna. And what is the most obnoxious misery? Which one is that? Forgetfulness of Krishna. Nothing else. If you forget him, that's the most obnoxious thing. A pure devotee therefore always tries to evoke everyone's Krishna consciousness. And to show that, Lord Gauranga appeared actually. Otherwise, why he has to come to this world? There is a wonderful song. Yadi Gaur na hoite kabe ki koribo. If Lord Gauranga would have not been there, Radhar Mahima Premarupa Seema Jagate Jana Tike, who will understand the glory of Srimati Radharani, her love for the Lord? This world would have been bereft of that knowledge. And the quality of pure devotee is that by seeing them, by associating with them, even the animals, they can change their consciousness. Then what to speak up of people who are having an animalistic consciousness? That's the purity of pure devotee. So when you will read about this, when you will hear about these wonderful qualities, and you become sincere, a desire to really go back, come back to Godhead, then you will really start working on this. By our own endeavor, we can't achieve these qualities, but if we can take association of such a devotee, just by being with them, you will automatically develop this quality. And nowadays people have their own excuse that, oh, where to get pure devotee? There are no one, you know. So again, it's your mind. If you think so, there are no pure devotees, you will never meet any pure devotee in your life. And if you think that, yeah, there are pure devotees, I need to meet them. Because Lord has created. This world is what? 1/4 of the whole creation. 3/4 of the creations is full of devotees. So whose percentage is more? The pure devotees. So, if you have a strong desire and you pray to their Lordship, you are going to get the association of a pure devotee. So what needs a humble and sincere heart which has a lot of prayers to their Lordship, begging for the mercy of their Lordship, so that we can go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna. So, anything that need to be discussed further, or any question, any comment? Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Maya Radhikar. So if it is not Krishna, then you are subjugated under the laws of material nature. Jaha Rahe Kaam Na Rahe Ram. Jaha Rahe Ram Kaha Jai Kaam. Kaam Rahega Phir Ram. See, why there is no desire for sense gratification for the pure devotees? That thought never bothers them because they never remain on the bodily platform. When you get thoughts of sense gratification, when you consider yourself as a body, then body demands. Then you are controlled by your body rather than the, you are controlling the body. That's why devotees, when they offer prayers to the Lord, what they say? Tumi Rishikesha Rimik Rishikat Shamiya. Oh my Lord, you are a Rishikesh, the controller of our senses. It's you only can control my senses. And once they have given up everything, my Lord, everything belongs to you. Na mama. In Vedic system, why this particular posture of namaskara is there? What is this? What it indicates? There's a deep meaning behind folding hands like this. There are 10 propensities which keeps us away from taking shelter of Lord. And by getting them together and offering it to the Lord, that is namaskara, not mine. All these things, they are not mine. Oh my Lord, nothing belongs to me. What is this namaha? We say Keshavaya namaha, Narayana namaha. What is this namaha? Namaha means not mine, my Lord. Every time I remember when I see you, nothing belongs to me, it is not mine. That sort of intelligence, that sort of a consciousness can release you from the clutches of Maya. Because there is no possessive mentality. That's why our day begins like that. At least 12 times early in the morning we remember when we put tilak. Each and every bodily part of Om Keshavaya Namaha. It belongs to Keshava, not mine. Each and every part of the body we touch and say, Namaha, it's not mine. It belongs to who? Lord. If that consciousness is there, if that understanding is there, then that person becomes virtuous. Let that person become Shila Dharo, with a good character and gunakaraha. He is the reservoir of good quality. It's so simple. But our mind is nasty. It always creates some hindrance in that. Oh, it's not possible. How is it? How one can be friend of his enemy? Even sometimes in friend you find your enemy. You try for that. You know, he said me like this today. You forget your friendship with him. Because that thing may have curtailed your sense gratification somewhere. Mind is very tricky. It's like a Hayan Ahur. Haya means horse. Hayan Ahur means wild horse. If you don't control, it will just make you run around uselessly. You can see in Mongolia, in that forest, you will see thousands of horses, wild horses. They are just running, running, running. For what? Nothing. No one is chasing them. But they are just running. So mind is like that. It always wants to run up. You try to catch him, he will be faster than what your speed you have. That's why Rupa Goswami Pad says, "Oh my Lord, let that Hayan Ahur, that wild horse, get tied at the peck, which is none other than your lotus feet. Let him roam, run around your feet only." And that's what we do when we chant. We make run around this mind on the bits so that it can get control. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.